Welcome to a 2019 year-end edition of WST, your West Coast source for sports. I'm Kay Wynn, my partner.
Big Ben, could you imagine if I was growing this beard the entire year? I think this is just 1 month.
It'd be like James Harden. Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Year!
What a year, 2019.
Phenomenal year for us. We got our own caricature.
We did.
Who did that for us?
It was Steve in New Orleans.
Thank you, Steve. Great caricature. New hoodies and hats for WST. Got the camo. Got the camo. We got two different versions. Our designer, our graphic designer. Who's that?
Okay, Marty.
Marty.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marty. It was a long year for us.
It was.
Blazers in January.
Yeah.
The Nurk curse. I'll say
Nurk.
Curse Nurk. They still made the Western Conference Finals, though.
They did.
We had Delvin come on.
Yeah.
Talked the Super Bowl, Just Blaze, talked about the Rockets.
BTG, Baylor the Great, he came on.
Yep.
Remember we talked about the Raiders and going in Vegas. We compared the Raiders to ex-girlfriends. They keep crazy. Breaking your heart, leaving you.
Dumb and busted out of Oregon. Another apparently great following from Mr. Lundgren, talking Beavs baseball, our top episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to have him back on. We did spring training.
Yeah.
Were you topped out at 46 on the speed pitch?
I had Tommy John in the offseason.
That 10-year-old behind you came up and threw 57. You claimed the gun was cooked.
It was.
We had a lot of live shows. And you're batting nearly over 600 in terms of spilled drinks during our live shows.
Yeah, I spill everything. You can't take me anywhere.
We had a bachelor party.
We did. Pickleball tournament.
We did have a pickleball tournament. Who won the? I think Bryce and whoever Bryce played with.
It was me and Clay.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't beat Bryce.
Wow.
Bryce and Grover, the bloody toe.
It was Bryce and Dylan.
Oh, you're right. And we're good. We'll do that again. WSD pickleball contest. We had the M's get off to a great start.
Yeah.
And then tank again, extending. Mm-hmm. Their playoff drought, longest in the Big Four sports. We had Kyle's Court, the debut. I almost went through the stage. You showed off Harden's skills. Who else did we have? Zion.
We had Ja Morant. We had Zion. We had Ben's bench.
Ben's bench. We'll continue to work on Ben's bench. We determined Trulies are clearly greater than White Claws.
Yeah.
True or false?
I kind of like White Claws, but
what's gonna be the drink of choice next summer?
Did you know there's a natural light seltzer? how awful is that? Natty Light is awful, and then you got a Natty Light seltzer.
I feel like Budweiser is gonna come out with something.
And yeah, it should.
We boat gated.
Yeah, thanks, and Hodges.
Then almost got hit by lightning. What else did we do?
Where did we? Did we go to?
You went international.
Yeah, twice. Exactly. We went to France. We went to
Madrid.
Went to London. Went to Poland. We're all over the place.
We need to go hit Australia this year. Yeah. Get some Aussie fans.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we did? We did Monday Night Niners Browns game.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
It's not Baker. Jeez. What was your thing about Baker? This
well, you can't have more TV commercials than touchdowns.
You can't have your TV commercial come on during your game more times than you actually throw a touchdown or complete.
Yeah,
those are pretty good, but I'll say that the little beeping fire alarm.
Yeah,
that's classic.
That one's the best one.
What else did we get into? Wedding, marriage. Wedding,
yeah. You got married. Congratulations.
Great year. Thank you.
Great year.
Wonderful year. So happy new year.
Happy new year. Should we recap some sports? Let's what happened to it. West Coast world of sports? We're going to start off with basketball because there's a lot that's going to happen from this one comment I'm going to make. The Warriors get to their third straight NBA Finals, a quest to three-peat, but they lose to Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. KD's hurt. Klay goes down. Raptors win, and what happens from there?
Ooh, he migrates south.
Mm-hmm. Takes Ooh. Paul George with him. Kawhi goes to the Clippers. And then the NBA is turned on its head. KD goes to the Nets with Kyrie. Chris Paul gets traded to OKC. Westbrook is now in Houston with his boy Harden. And AD gets finally traded to the Lakers. Lakers give up Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, the man across the street selling donuts. They all go to New Orleans.
They traded the Pink's franchise in downtown LA.
They did. And now it's all about the dynamic duos in the NBA.
And now I've been following the NBA. I would say that is one of the highlights. So there's a little more parity this year.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more fun to watch on any given night. Now with load management, you know, one of those players is out. Who do you got? But all in all, I like it. I like it as we gear up. Highlights. Can I get
go,
one?
Go ahead.
Congratulations to Tony Bennett, who holds a small but very great place in my heart, as he was the coach for the Cougs and took them to a Sweet 16 one year while he was coaching after his father, Dick, in Pullman. The last time the Cougs were actually in the NCAA championship, for a guy that lost the first one seed to ever lose in the NCAA tournament to UMBC the year prior, and then come back and win the national championship. Congrats, Mr. Bennett.
That is very impressive.
No better way to do it. No better way to do it. So that's my highlight. Second best highlight of the year.
We move into baseball. The Dodgers.
Can I get my first?
Oh, I thought that was yours.
No, that's my second. My first is Tiger. Tiger's back. Green jacket, baby.
Yes.
Tiger is officially back. Golf is fun to watch again. People are back on board. Viewership's up. Everyone's out playing. Tiger has changed golf again for the better. And winning that Masters, nothing sweeter. Absolutely nothing sweeter.
Congratulations, Tiger. Great
news. Congrats.
Back to baseball. The Dodgers. Franchise record, 106 wins. The last time they got 106 wins, or less, 105 wins, they were with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Wow.
Set the NL record for home runs. Bellinger, Muncy, Peterson, all had 35-plus home runs. Bellinger, NL MVP, and all of that. And they lose to the Washington Nationals in the playoffs.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
So we're talking highlights. You notice how it's always the highlights are us getting there as a West Coast team, but they're not completing the job. I look through like, all right, let's look at the big four sports. No real West Coast teams are in around the championship. No West Coast team, and correct me if I'm wrong, won a national championship. Whether at the collegiate level, I'm talking big sports.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford probably won a gymnast title.
Women's volleyball.
Yeah, maybe. The Beavs won a wrestling title.
Right.
But no, you're right. I was going through the highlights, and it starts a lot like this. The Oakland A's, back-to-back years in the playoffs. But they fell to the Devil Rays in the wild card five.
So I'm hoping to highlight this next year as Larry Scott is gone, but you want to get to the lowlights?
One more baseball. Mike Trout.
Ooh, MVP.
Missed the last three weeks because he injured his right foot. He had surgery, and he still won MVP. That's three times in his young career. He is second all-time for most MVPs. He's tied with some other people. You know who's number one? The great Barry Bonds was seven. I still can't believe Bonds is seven.
Wow. He's seven. Wow.
Yeah. Trout.
He's got some more protection. Hey, dynamic duo now, him and Rendon.
Him and Rendon. That's
good,
right?
Good signing for the Angels. Hopefully we'll be talking, come this episode next year, we'll be talking about multiple championships.
All right.
I think. I believe. Yeah. I hope. If not, Larry Scott's fired and I don't know. We're on upward swing and you're the commissioner of the Pac-12.
Hey, I like that.
Oh, okay. Well, low lights.
The Chargers win 5-11. Didn't make the playoffs. They have a 38-year-old quarterback entering his last year as they move into a new stadium next year. What do the Chargers do? Do they bring back Rivers? Do they get rid of Rivers? Do they draft a quarterback, bring back Rivers for a year? I don't know what the Chargers are going
to
do.
They move to Oakland. The Chargers become the team that as one team moves out of a stadium, they're like, oh, we'll come play there. It's fine. Maybe they get out of the StubHub Center and in an actual football stadium. That'd be nice for Chargers fans. The three that are left out there. Mariners continue their playoff drought. Let me touch on some lowlights. Mariners continue their playoff drought. With the West, the way it's shaping up this year, that probably doesn't change. Athletics are too good. The Rangers are investing, and Angels just got Rendon. The Apple Cup, again, for Coug fans, not a great time. I had some other lowlights I noted. Again, you topping out at 46 miles per hour on the speed pitch was a low light for WSD.
That was a changeup. And you see the way it dropped off? That was like Garrett Cole.
Destroying the set in Hermosa.
Another low light, West Coast, Garrett Cole goes to the Yankees. Come back home, Garrett.
I know. Yeah. Follow Kawhi's lead.
Yeah.
Strasburg, too. Our bold predictions around both those pitchers did not take place. Yeah. Both stayed on the East Coast.
Speaking of Garrett Cole, UCLA graduate, low light, the UCLA Bruins basketball lose to Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, wow.
Happened about a week ago, low light.
My Cougs losing to your Santa Clara Broncos again.
Broncos are 13-2. We're going dancing this year.
Seems like that happens every year.
Yeah.
Absolutely every year. So, I mean, this year, although we did a lot, we accomplished a lot, the West Coast teams were not the same.
No.
Unfortunately. And here at WSD, we will continue to cover these West Coast teams in hopes of a rebound.
It's got to happen one of these years. Let's hope it's 2020.
You're going to have a gray beard by then.
By the time another Pac-12 team goes to BCS playoff for football, I'll have gray beard and gray hair.
Let's talk about some highlights around who we actually we worked with or we had on the show. Right. I loved talking to Delvin.
Yeah.
I love talking to who's the woman out in Salem?
Dr. Kate.
She had us drinking fireball shots every 5 minutes.
Ignorant was bliss, Dr. Kate. Yeah, we did a great show on esports and negotiation.
And you had Divish on from the Mariners.
Yeah.
Who else did we have on?
We had Rich Aurelia, former Giant, on.
We got to get Wilner back on.
Wilner.
So more and more. I think we'll bring in people this upcoming year, preview teams, etc., talk about a little more in depth. We got to get into the Zags. I think they might be a highlight of this year. Ranked number one as it stands today. The AP polls, majority of the number one votes. They look good. Killian Tilly, Mark Few's got them rolling again.
This year we do have arguably two of the top four NBA teams on the West Coast, Lakers and Clippers.
Okay. And Blazers.
And Blazers are eight. They're an eight seed right now. They got Melo.
They are. Little injured. But the forecast is good for the West Coast teams. Yeah. We'll stick to it. We'll pick up Vegas, obviously, heavily. We got to be at every Raiders game. I'm applying to be the
Let's use Raiders. Our WST credit card just get season tickets for the Raiders.
Not a bad idea.
And when they come up for the payment, we'll be out of business anyway.
We'll file Chapter 11. Sorry.
Sorry.
we'll put up out of business sign on the outside of your door. No longer around.
I'm getting all these letters. It's like, hey, who's going to handle your payroll? Like, I'm getting all this junk mail, like, payroll? What did I even turn a profit?
We got to have income to have payroll. We'll get into that. What do you see for us come this upcoming year?
We're going to do a couple collaborations. Delvin's coming back for another Super Bowl.
I love it.
We're going to go to a Lakers or a Clippers game. We're going to a Raiders game.
Spring training again.
Yeah. Maybe we go to Omaha, College Baseball World Series in Omaha. There's always a Pac-12 team out there.
We got to get a motorhome if we're going to Omaha.
Road trip. Yeah. We'll fly into Reno. We'll light up Reno for one night, and then we'll take the Winnebago out to Omaha.
I love it. J-Bo and Char would love that.
Yeah.
7 days in a motorhome, eating bratwurst and drinking Bud Heavies.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
We do have March Madness in Vegas. WST sponsored March Madness. Come on down. Second weekend. Drinks on us.
Where are we staying?
Cosmo.
I love it. Marriott property. I'm in. Absolutely in. All right. Big year for us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a happy and safe night tonight and a happy New Year.
WST underscore podcast.
We're everywhere. Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Podbeam, at WST underscore podcast, Twitter and Instagram. Get at us.
YouTube.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.